This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The signs are multiplying. The unraveling accelerates. And within that chaos, within that breaking of iron, yes, Yahu spoke of it, did he not? A call resonates, a summons to remember, a summons to return, not to a political construct, not to a land grab masquerading as destiny, but to the very essence of who Israel is. We are witnessing, friends, the shedding of garments, not the discarding of thread and weave, but the casting off of an imposed identity, a fabricated self. For generations, we have been draped in the counterfeit, adorned with the illusion. The world calls it progress, convenience, modernity. Yahuwah calls it tohu vavohu, chaos and void. Look at what we've embraced. Synthetic wealth, plastic promises, a system built on the extraction of the earth and the suppression of the spirit. And it manifests, does it not, in the very clothes on our backs, the fibers that touch our skin, that dictate how we present ourselves to the world. These are not neutral coverings. They carry a weight, a spiritual weight. They are a testament to our participation, however unwitting, in a world deliberately divorced from the natural order, from the covenant Yahuwah established with Abraham, with Yitzhak, with Jacob. Remember the instructions given to Moshe. The garments of the Kochim, meticulously crafted from spun flax, from fine linen, from wool dyed with the colors of the earth. These were not mere clothes. They were declarations of holiness. Reflections of Yahuwah's glory, tangible expressions of the covenant. Linen born from the flax plant breathes life into the skin. It allows connection to the elements, a grounding in the earth from which we came. Purity, that is what it represents. And what do we trade it for? For the convenience of manufactured substitutes, for the illusion of affordability. We exchange substance for shadow and call it advancement. This is not progress, friends. This is spiritual erosion. But the call to return is not just a lament for lost traditions, a romantic longing for a simpler past. It is a prophetic imperative, a reweaving of the fabric of our identity. We are seeing even now a growing awareness, a stirring within the scattered tribes, a questioning of the narratives imposed upon us, a reclaiming of heritage. It's a slow burn, a quiet revolution, but it is undeniable. And it aligns, does it not, with the celestial witnesses. The signs in the heavens, Yahuwah prophesied them, declaring that they would herald a time of reckoning. These are not random occurrences, these disturbances in the cosmos. They are confirmations. Confirmations that the scales of judgment are aligning, Micah spoke of this, a precise weighing of nations and systems according to Yahuwah's justice. These aren't just distant events, abstract concepts. They are impacting us. The disruption, the uncertainty, the unraveling of the old order, it's forcing a reckoning, forcing a confrontation with the question of who we are and what we believe. The return to Zion's garments is not about recreating the past. It's about reclaiming the principle behind those garments, the principle of holiness, the principle of connection to Yahuwah and to the earth. It's about choosing substance over shadow, authenticity over imitation. It's about understanding that every choice we make, every garment we wear, every transaction we engage in is a spiritual act. This is the essence of restoration, isn't it? Not merely a geographical relocation, not a political realignment, but a fundamental shift in consciousness, a shedding of the garments of exile, a reclaiming of our covenant identity. Yes, Yahu spoke of Kadesh, of holiness, as integral to this restoration. To separate ourselves from the defilements of Babylon, to return to the Kochim, that is the path. And as we reclaim that path, as we begin to clothe ourselves in truth, in authenticity, in the gifts Yahuwah has provided, we will begin to see the world around us transformed. The iron will turn, the scales will balance, and the scattered remnants of Israel will awaken to their true calling. The echoes of exile will fade, replaced by the resounding shofar of homecoming. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.